Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. And of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, we begin in the only place we could begin. Oh yeah, of course, the Champions League group stage matches where Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool beat FC Porto and Manchester City lost to PSG over in France. Both games, of course, live on TalkSport. And if you're sitting there thinking, no, they weren't, Goldstein, you're a liar. Well, you're the liar. Because they were.
Messi runs into the Manchester City half and he's taking on the four, moving towards the edge of the box, gets it back, left footed, drives it into the corner of the net. What a goal! What a way to score your first PSG goal for Lionel Messi!
We cannot control them 90 minutes, this type of players. This huge talent that they have individually, you cannot be in control. The only way I know is two options. Defend 90 minutes deep and pray. And the second one is to take a ball and do your game and try to minimize when you have the ball, they cannot have the ball and try to create chances. And we create them. So because it's not easy, we create them. We have to work a little bit more to create more.
As much possession as they had and they dominated territory, no cutting edge. And as I said, I don't put it down to the lack of a centre forward. I think I put it down to lack of consistency in the false number nine. They can't seem to get any rhythm going. And when you keep changing that number nine, different players play it in different styles and different ways. Other players, it takes time to adjust. And if you change it every single week, unless every player is absolutely superb on top form, very, very difficult to get going.
Man City. Now, I know they got a great result against Chelsea the other day. A great result. But we all know they need to win the Champions League. That is why Pep's there. That's why they've, you know, spent £100 million on Grealish. They've got to go that next step now and win the Champions League. They ain't going to win the Champions League without a striker.
It's no Messi from mercy as he goads Guardiola once again. Here's what you could have had, fella.
He just has magic moments in the game where there's things nobody else can do.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like the goalkeeper there, it looks like he could have done better. But because Messi's got no backlift, the shot's off. As he's running in his stride, the ball just seems to, like one of them bar football men, when the ball just comes out of your foot with no backlift.
Yeah.
They steal the show in the middle of Paris Fashion Week. Pep Guardiola's trendy fad for a false nine outfoxed the boys from the King's Road at the weekend. But not the elegant Parisians.
Liverpool have a fifth. Firmino has a second since coming on as a substitute. And once again, Liverpool score five in Porto.
We had a tricky start because obviously Porto watched the Brentford game. Started pretty direct. We struggled a little bit in the beginning. That's the reason why we didn't make a lot of changes. That's because I wanted that we find the feedback on the pitch and sort the situation there. And that's what we did. From a specific moment on, we played really good football. We didn't use our big chances. We used two half chances to score, to be 2-0 up. But we had really good football moments. We played really some good football and created, scored nice goals, but had even better chances. So it's all good for tonight.
It was a fantastic workmanlike performance of a team that know what it's like to win in Europe on a regular basis. They've picked the 3 points up from the first game, went to Porto knowing full well that a decent result here would put them certainly in the driving seat within the group. Their counter-attack football was sumptuous. Robertson driving down the left-hand side, creating overloads, was a permanent thorn in the side of Porto.
Oh, he can slide in Salah, who's in bags of space in the area. 3-0. Another counter-attack from Liverpool. Another goal for Mo Salah.
Right now, as we speak, who's better than him? 8 goals in 8 games. From right wing, he's not playing down the middle. I mean, just looks unstoppable. And right now, I mean, Messi scored a good goal tonight. It was his first goal, but who else would you say? Who else is better than him?
Well, right now.
England 1966 World Cup winner Roger Hunt has sadly died age 83. Liverpool say their record league goal scorer passed away at home following a long illness. Hunt scored 3 goals for Sir Alf Ramsey's team in 1966, playing in every single game. He won 2 top flight titles with Liverpool and their first ever FA Cup in 1965. This is how we remembered the great man on TalkSport.
Hastily trying to get Hunt away, a real chance for Roger Hunt. Roger Hunt, one of the best finishes in the game.
A human dynamo on the football field, quiet and modest off the pitch. His next boast will be his first.
Yes, a goal!
He was one of the greats, you know, and to us all, he's always known as Sir Roger. No one ever called him anything else, Sir Roger.
Back come England, then it's Hurst to Hunt to his onside, and that's the second goal.
Roger was my all-time hero. Mm-hmm. I mean, just unbelievable. I loved Roger Hunt. He was a shining light at Liverpool.
Hunt, a goal. Great goal, a great goal by Hunt.
For him to do what he did for England, for Liverpool, 66, what a wonderful player. And I did, I idolised him, I loved him.
Bobby Moore comes up to receive the Jules Rimet Trophy for England.
I think, really, we're ready for another World Cup win, aren't we? The nation is desperate, really. I suppose it won't be, we'll still be unique because it was a first.
There's so many players that have played through the years for Liverpool have got so much to thank that group of players for, and the manager. Certainly he was at the forefront of that.
You hear all the old stories, you see the old goals, and it just brings a smile to your face, and you think how special a footballer Roger Hunt was.
Threatening all the time. Absolutely amazing player. But for me, he was one of the nicest persons I have ever met.
Now, Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been speaking ahead of their Champions League clash with the mighty Villarreal. I have to say that in case we lose. This was his response when asked why he persists playing Fred and McTominay together in midfield. Or as I've actually called them now, no one's done this before, McFred.
First of all, the stats for them two together, we've had many, many good results. The energy they gave us. The way we broke up play against Villa, I think they're very, very instrumental together in that respect. Energy and desire, and I really like to have the two of them. There's two that I can trust that will always give you what they've got. On any team selection, when you've got good players like me, it's easy to say who should be playing. It's harder just to leave players out.
Chelsea manager Titi Thomas Tuchel has been speaking ahead of their Champions League game against Juve tonight live on TalkSport. Tuchel said that the Turin Giants are still a top side despite the loss of Cristiano Ronaldo.
You can win games and you can be a strong team without Cristiano Ronaldo. This is also a truth. And they are. They have a lot of experience. They have a lot of talent. They have a deep squad. They have a very experienced coach. And it's a very proud club that is used to winning and has this certain mentality shaped by winning and shaped by the demand of winning. So you go there to Italy. It's my first time to play Juventus in a competition. We face hard competitors. And this is what we like because we also are up for tough challenges and we look to constantly get better and this will make us a better team, this challenge, and we're looking forward to it because it's a very nice game and against a very tough opponent.
On now to Spurs and one of their former strikers, Darren Bent, talking Harry Kane. But we start with Jason Cundy on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, saying he'd take Mikel Antonio over the England captain. This I've got to hear. You did hear it. It was on your show. Oh, yeah, I did hear it. Good point.
What you're saying is you'd rather have Antonio over Kane?
Without question. That's not even up for debate right now.
What?
That's Antonio right now over Kane. It's not even up for debate, that question.
What are you talking about? You wouldn't pick Antonio over Harry Kane.
Right, okay. Right now.
If there's a game tonight, Chelsea are playing tonight.
I'll tell you what. Chelsea are playing. They're playing tomorrow night against Juve, right? If Lukaku can't play, mm-hmm. You gave me the choice of Kane and Antonio tomorrow night to put on that blue shirt.
Yeah.
I'm not going Harry Kane, I'm going Antonio.
He's looking like, to me, someone at the end of last season thought 100% that he was gone. So in his mind, he's thinking, right, I'm not coming back to Spurs. I'm going to Manchester City. It's just about kind of getting the deal yeah. done. And now it's not happened. Mm-hmm. He just looks like, how does he kind of get out of this right in terms of, because even the way he's kind of sometimes moping about the pitch, he's a little bit subdued. And mm-hmm. it's not like Harry Kane. I mean, obviously the first half where he made the mistake, at least he tried to get back and try and avenge that mistake.
On now to boxing. This is Alexander Usyk's promoter, Alex his promoter, confirming that the rematch between Usyk and Anthony Joshua is likely to be set for February or March next year. Notice I said next year rather than this year, because you'll be thinking, well, how do they get a time machine? That's going to be tough.
We have the rematch clause in the contract, and we did deal with the contract for a long time because we were like signing two boats in one paper. It means that the contract, all the details about the rematch were discussed during the first fight contract.
And new heavyweight champion of the world, the 25 of Ukraine.
Immediately after the result was announced at the ring, AJ came up and said that we'll see each other again on a rematch. So it means that he wants to activate the rematch clause immediately. We have the time limit for the rematch, so most likely it's going to be activated within the next 6 months, which equals probably February, March next year.
Now, the England cricket captain, Joe Root-Yeroo, has been speaking after being named the Professional Cricketers Association, or the PCA, as my producer could have written down, Player of the Year. As expected, a lot of the talk was about the upcoming Ashes series in Austria. Oh, paper's upside down. Australia. And Root admitted that he wouldn't commit going down under until he gets more information about the tour conditions this winter.
It's so hard to make a definite decision until you know, but that's why it's so important that we get all of the information. As I mentioned, I'd be desperate to be a part of an Ashes series. Always am. It's that one series as an England player that you want to be involved in. And you know, that'll never change. Of course, desperate to go for the group. We've all got to find out what the position is and then make a decision off the back of that.
But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care, honestly. It's nothing to do with me. One thing I do care about is that you press that subscribe button. So go do that now. Well, in a minute. Wait till I finish. A reminder that Juve, come on the Juve, are playing Chelsea tonight in the Champions League, presented by Adrian Durham, including updates from the mighty Manchester United up against the big old Villarreal in case they win. I'm back on TalkSport today on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive, alongside QPR's super Charlie Austin from 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it, or I'll come around and get you. Anyway, until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talksport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.